We have a pasuk in Chumash, Vayikra ach mayin abor mikve mayin yihi a tohor, that if a person is tamei, the simple translation of the pasuk is that if I touch food, oichlam amashkim, it's mekabel tuma, but if I touch the water in a mikveh, the water doesn't become tamei. The water is tohor. But the Chachamim understood that the pasuk means if a person is tohor either in a mayin or in a mikveh, he becomes tohor. The first pshuto shel mikveh is also true, that the water is not mekabel tuma, but also the person becomes tohor. So you have an option, either to be tovel in a mikveh or to be tovel in a mayon. A mayon is a fountain from under the ground. There are three cases where the halach insists davka on using a mayon in a mikveh is not acceptable. One is a zav who counts shivin akim has to be tovel in a mayon. The next one is for hazoas mitzoy roim, a mitzoyro who gets cured. Has to have, you have to be maz on him. When he's toivel in a mikveh, he can go to a mikveh or a maya. But for the purpose of the hazoas mitzoyra, you have to have maim chaim al keli. And the same is true regarding kiddush mechatos, paradume ashes, when you mix it in with water. So the Torah says you have to mix it in after with maim chaim. When the halacha says that a zav needs maim chaim, what about a zava? What about a woman? So Rashi in a few places quotes pshat on a Gemara. There are around 10 Rashis. Five Rashis, Rashi quotes this pshat. Scattered all over Shas. Five places Rashi quotes the pshat that just like a Zav needs Maim Chaim, a Zava also needs Maim Chaim. The other five places Rashi says that it's not true, that Zava does not need Maim Chaim. And he quotes, in fact, the Tosefta says, Beferish and Megillah ain't Bain. The beginning of Megillah has a whole series of Mishnahs ain't Bain, so the Tosefta has more ain't Bain. So it says, ain't Bain Zav Lazava Elasha, Zav Ton Maim Chaim, Hazava ain't Utuna Maim Chaim. This is very Negel Halacha because Rabbi Yudan Nasi, Rebbe, made a Gzera de Rabbanon, that's the Gemara in the end of Maseches Nida, that we treat all the women today as if they're a Toa, as if they don't remember whether they're holding by Nida or by Zava. And Nida is a woman has a Riazdan be Es Nidasa, and a Zava is a woman has a Riazdan below Es Nidasa. So if you're going to say that all the women today are Zava, and a Zava needs Maim Chaim, so every mikveh that women are going to use, the main purpose of making a mikveh is that women should be able to use it, married women should use it. So there has to be dafkin ma'im chaim. So that we really don't hold like that. That's a beferish tosefta. It's a mistake. The halacha does not require ma'im chaim for a zover. The term ma'im chaim means a mayon as opposed to a mikveh. So the Mishnah has the three cases we need. The Mishnah in the mikvahs lists off the three cases for zav and for hazoyas mitzoroim and for kiddush mechatos. These are the three that require Maim Chaim. The Rabbi Natan in Sefer Yosha, in the second half of the Sefer Yosha, has a collection of letters that he corresponded with different Rabbanim in his generation. He has a letter where he corresponded to Rabbi Ephraim from Regensburg. So he wrote to him about Chaticha Nasavela B'Shari Surim, the part that Tosis quotes. And also he had a Chiddush, Rabbi Ephraim had a Chiddush based on Pshuto Shel Mikra, that the din is, the pasuk says, Verachat says, Kol b'sar b'maim, it says, Kol. So it means you have to, Maim should kol gufa elu b'hem b'asachas. Person has to be submerged under the water in the mikveh. One time he can't stick in, one leg at a time, one arm at a time. Then stick his head in, then put his chest in. You have to have submerged all at one time. So that expression, Verachat says, Kol b'sar, only says by mikveh, by mayon, and never says like that. So Ephraim from Regensburg had this suggestion based on Pshuto Shel Mikra that by a Mayan you can be toivel a limb at a time. But he didn't say it lahalacha. So Rabbi Natan got very upset and he sends him a letter. Are you crazy? You're off your mind. There is no such thing. So he sends it back a letter. He only said it lipilpula. Lefi Pshuto Shel Mikra. He didn't say it lahalacha. So Rabbi Natan sent him back a letter. You're not allowed to say such a stupid thing and even lipilpula. You can say Pshuto Shel Mikra if it's Bob Cheshbon, but he said, this is not Bob Cheshbon, this is ridiculous. That's a problem today. People think that they have the right to say Pshuto Shel Mikra, crazy things that are gotten off the walls. That's what Rabbi Natan is not so happy about. Okay. Mikveh, the Gemara says, has to have Memsor because of the pasuk says, Verochat says, Kol Basar Ba'maim, Maim Shel Kol Gufo Elohim, Bevasachas. Does a mayon require memsor for tefillah sodom? Ah, so the Gemara has like this. The Lashon HaGemara Verochet says, Kol besar ma'im shekol gufa ilo hema vasachas v'shi'aru chachomim, and the chachomim estimated, they established, how much water is that by an average-sized person? Arboim so. Even if the person is a baby, a midget, you still need arboim so, even though he can fit into much less than arboim so. So you need, you always need arboim so. So that's a big machlekes harishonim. What about if the person wants to be tovel in a mayon? Do you also need this? Because that phrase, rachat's called besaroi, only says by mikveh, never says by mayon. That's where Rabbeinu Ephraim got this idea from. That the fipshuta shandik, he can dip in an arm at a time, a limb at a time, because that expression doesn't appear. So this is a machlekes in Rishonim, whether you need memsor for tvilas adam by mayon or not, and the Rashbo in the Torah Sabbais brings a mocker, a remez. Me hashiloach haholchim la'at. The shiloach was a mayon. I remember when I had Professor Fleischer for Paradise Lost in the college, he didn't realize that Shiloach was a river, was a Mayan on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. He thought that Shiloach was the city Shiloh. He didn't know that they're two different things. Okay, didn't know Tanakh. So that's a pasuk in Navi. Me ha-Shiloach ha-Holchim La'at. So the Rashboa says the gematria of La'at, Lamed Aleph Tes, is 40. So there it's a dead giveaway that you need 40 so even by a Mayan. Okay, it's a dead giveaway. Because of the gematria of the word la'at. Me ha-shilach ha-holchim la'at. That's what we assume in Shulchan Aruch, that for tefillah sodom you always need memsa, even by mayim. But there are some Rishonim who held not so. I said the Chachma Sodom says that this machloikis is only on the level of the Raisim. The Rabbanah for sure, you need memsa by a mayon l'tefillah sodom. And others, if you get the impression that it's not so. You look in the dark, it should be. Quotes Achim, we got the impression that even Halach Lamaisa, even with the Rabbanon, according to those who show him that you don't need Memsom and Atorah for a Mayon, for Tvila Sodom, so you don't even need Midir Rabbanon by a Mayon.
But it has to cover the whole person.
Has to cover the whole person of Asachas, yeah, that's for sure. So the Orach HaShulchan writes at Dovah Pasha, the beginning of Simei Reish Aleph, has all the dinim of Mikvos, everything's in Reish Aleph, the end of the second Chelek Yeridayim. So the Orach HaShulchan says, what if it's a big, tall, fat guy? And he can't fit into a mikvah of aboim soar. It's just, he's so fat and so big, he won't be able to fit in. So of course you need more water. Adobe Pasha that you need more water. So the Darki Tshuva gets angry. Apikeres, how can you say that? The Gemara says it's 40 soar. Well, what's he in Apikeres? 40 soars for an average person if the guy's fat and tall, and he's just not going to fit in. And aboim soar, it's a double Pasha that he's right. I don't understand what the whole issue was. The Gemara has a din min ha-Torah. Let's say you have a fork that's tomei, you have a needle that's tomei, so you want to be metairit. So the Gemara says min ha-Torah, you can be toivel the tomei dik a needle or the tomei dik a fork in a mikveh that only has a revius of water, if the fork and the needle will be submerged under the surface of the water, b'vasachas. And it's only mid the Rabbanon, the Gemara says in Nazir, Masachas Nazir, they list off all the dinim that depend on a revius. Another drinks a revius wine, he gets malchus, he needs a revius for kiddush, he needs a revius for abakosis, all the different dinim that depend on revius. So the Gemara says that this din of revius, that it's good for a mikveh to be toivel, tami dike kelim, they were mevatel that din mid the rabbanon, they were machmer that you need aboim so. But when they get the tefilas kelim in a mayon, then they were never machmer. But for a mayon, even halach lamaisa bizman hazeh, if you have a tami dike kli, we're not, all of our kelim are tomei. Everything, everybody's tomei, all the kelim are tomei. So whenever toivel kelim because of tumah, when we buy silverware from a nochri, that's a different din of tefilas kelim. So that Taisus writes, the Chiddush that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that even, Taisus on the last daf and Avodah Zarah points out, that even though if you have a kli that's tomei, menatorah would be enough to be toivel it in a mikveh of a revius, but for the purpose of tefilas kelim, klei suda, hanikrim, and anachrim, there you would need arboim soar min ha-Torah. That's Tosfos Chiddush. Okay, so we have an option. You can either be toivel in a mikveh or in a mayon, and we hold that they both need mem soar. The question is, what do you mean? What's the difference between a mikveh and a mayon? A mikveh is what the Gemara calls notfim, rainwater, a melted snow. So that's a mikveh. And a mikveh, the word mikveh means kovel v'kaimi. The water has to be stagnant. A mikveh is only mitaher the eshbarin. If you have a shever, eshbarin means milosh and shever. You have a crack in the ground, and the water is stagnant and it's sitting there. the water is rolling down the mountainside, and I'm going to, the water is gushing down, that's called a hardalis, or a chardalis, sometimes spelled with a hey, sometimes spelled with a ches, but it has comes from the word har, the water that's rolling down the mountain, that's zechlim, so that's no good benator. Zechlim is no good benator. And a mayon, where the water comes from under the ground sources, the rainwater is called noitfim, and the water from a mayon is called zechlim. So a mayon has the special din of mayon, it's good for a zav and for so on, for kiddush mechatas, only if it is zechlim. If it's not zechlim, then it's a mikveh, then it's no longer a mayon. So the question begs itself, the Gemara knew that there's such a thing as a water cycle. All the water that comes from under the ground came from the clouds. Everything is noitfim. So what do you mean? What's the difference between zechlim and noitfim? Everything came from the clouds. So there shouldn't be such a din as a mayon. So the answer is, the Mishkan Esyankov talks about this in the Tshuva. He says the answer must be, it depends how close to the river are you going to dig a well. If you dig a well right there, a few inches away from the river, so the water from the river is going to shoot up from the well. That's the water from the river that comes from the rain and from the melting snow. So that's only mitar habiyashbaran if you have a shever, a crack in the ground. But if you dig far away from the river, so that's a discussion. How far away is it? Far away that it has a status of a zechlin, that it's mitar bizechlin. That's a very important question. In the days of the Gemara, a mikveh meant that when it rained, there would be puddles all over the place. Some puddles would be bigger than others. So a puddle that has memsah, that's going to be a mikveh. The question is, but the water is going to be absorbed in the ground. Puddle isn't going to last there forever. So every mikveh is zeichlin. Every mikveh is zeichlin, because the water is going to get absorbed in the ground. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rishonim, zeichlin is only possible if it's schila hanikeres. If it's very noticeable, very conspicuous, that the water is being absorbed, the water is disappearing, is being absorbed. The water is going to evaporate also. When the sun is shining, the water is going to evaporate. That's not called zechlin. Zechlin means when the water is seeping in. If there's seepage and the water is disappearing, that's called zechlin. So that's the question, what's the definition of schila hanikeres? So the Darkei Tshuva has a lot on Hilchas Mikvos. He quotes Machloikas. Darkei Tshuva was written in the early 1900s. So he quotes a machloikas achreinim about this. So some achreinim say the water in the mikveh is at a certain point. So you put a marker there and you come back an hour later to see, is it noticeable that it went down an inch? If after an hour you see that it went down, that's called schina hanikeres. Another achreinim say you put a mark there, you put a piece of tape there, and you come back 24 hours later. 24 hours later, there's a big difference. You stand there for an hour, you won't see that it changed at all. So that's a major machlekes, what's called schila hanikeres. Doesn't mean it's nikar after an hour, it's nikar after 24 hours. That's a big chumrah. There is a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, what's the din if you have, let's say this whole room is full of water, way more than memsor, and then you have a hole in the wall over there, and the water, someone just made a hole, and all the water is going to go down till that point where the hole is. Below the hole, the water is not going to go out. The water is not going to disappear. So what if below the hole you have aboyim saw? So there are three opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. So one opinion is, but the whole din of zeichlin, that is possible, is because all the water is going to leak out, it's going to seep out. So you're not going to be left with mem saw. But if you know below the hole you have mem saw, so the mikveh is kosher. So you can even be toivel on the upper part, because the upper part is mechuber to the bottom part. That's one opinion. The other opinion is, no, since the upper part is zeichlin, so the whole mikveh is zeichlin, so you can't even be tevil in the lower part. And then the third opinion is that you can be, the lower part has mem, so you can be tevil there. And the upper part that's on its way out, that zeichlin can't be tevil there. So the three opinions are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah paskens halach lamaisa lachatchila, you shouldn't even be tevil in the lower part. And b'di'evit, even if you table in the upper part, it would also be good. A lot of times you have like that. You have, I know where I go in the summertime, there's a lake in Tannisville. There's a big lake. So the lake was touched up by man in such a way that the water always goes in and always goes out. But below the point where the water's going in, it comes in at one end, goes out the other end. But below that, there are billions of saw of water. That water's going to stay there forever. That's not going to be zeichlin. So l'chatchila, we don't allow even to be tevil on the lower part. And b'di'evit, even if a person was tevil on the upper part, there's room to be mekel. And then the Darkei Tshuva discusses this chumra that lachatchila shouldn't even be tovel on the lower part, and it's only good b'diavad if you tovel on the upper part. What about for tefilas kelim purposes? Maybe that's only for nida labaila when you're dealing with a real din kores, but a nisa chomer of kores. But if you're only dealing with tefilas kelim, so maybe there's room to be mekel. So that's what he discusses. The Divrei Chaim, the sons are the Minkatcher, and the Darkei Tshuva always calls the Divrei Chaim Rabbeinu HaDivrei Chaim, because he was from Hungary. So Rabbeinu HaDivrei Chaim has an awful lot of chumras in Hilchas Mikvah. So this is one of his many chumras. He says not only is it a problem of Zechlin if you see their seepage, the water is going out. What if you see their seepage, water is going in? What is going into the mikveh? What is not going out? But somehow it's leaking from some other place. The mikveh keeps on rising and rising. It's not diminishing. So he has a chumrah that's also called zechlin, that you have to, if the mikveh is rainwater, so it has to be eshbarin. Eshbarin means not going out, it's not going in. Where's a raya for that? You have to have a raya for that. It's a chumrah. So I saw the David Meshorim, the Jabin Arab, brings a raya in his sefer. And his tshuva is he brings a raya from a Rashi and Shabbos. I looked in the Rashi. I didn't see that there was any raya. I didn't see how we saw that there was a raya. Anyway, so that's the din of Zechlin. That's an important din. A mikvah is only mitar be'eshbarin. Eshbarin means a shever, a crack in the ground, and the water has to be stagnant. That's what the word mikvah means, kovah v'kaimeh. The water is standing still. Then there's another din that the mikvah is only good. Mikveh mayim has to be water. Let's say I'll have a lot of wine, I'll have a lot of orange juice, I'll have a lot of grape juice, I'll have a lot of some other beverage. There's no water, I have other beverages. So the Mishnah says that that's no good, and we assume that that's absurd deraisa. May peiros is possible for a mikveh min haTorah. Midrabbanan, they made a din that even if you have a mikveh that has shinui mara, let's say I have a mikveh that's a kosher mikveh, has arboim soft water, and then I pour in so much purple wine, I poured in so much orange juice that the whole mikveh changed its color now. But I have more, way more than arboim soah of water there. So in the Rabbanon, they passed that. The mikveh, shenishtana mara machmas, the color of the whole mikveh changed. It's the whole thing is orange because I poured in orange juice. So that's a psul mid the Rabbanon because it's a marasayin. It looks like May Paris. Not only is May Paris no good benatar, if it looks like May Paris, also mid the Rabbanon. So then the Mishnah has and Mishnayis Mikvos, Mr. Mendel Gottesman was a major donor in the yeshiva. So they named the library after him, Mendel Gottesman Library. So his yahrzeit always used to be observed on Ches Tevis, which never falls out on a Shabbos. So the kollel always had every single year. We used to have, the children used to come, Mendel Gottesman's children used to come, and they used to learn Mishnayis Mikvos. There's one parak in Mikvos, but you have four Mishnahs in a row that start off with the letters Nun Shin Mem Hei. Mishnah itself is Oisius Neshama, but there were four Mishnahs in a row that start off Nun Shin Mem Hei. So that was the minig. You have in a lot of Sidurim. They'll have those four Mishnahs printed. That's what you learn on a yahrzeit. So every year, on Ches Tevis, they would gather together and then they would learn the Mishnahs every single year about Mayim Shuvim and the same thing. And they would have a whole Suda. All the guys in the curl had to participate in the Suda, and it never fell out on Shabbos. Every single year, always falls out on a weekday, we always had to participate. So they would always complain, why you keep on learning the same thing about the Mayim Shuvim? So in those Mishnayis about the Mayim Shuvim, we heard it 20 times. So in the Mishnayis and Mayim Shuvim, it says there in that's quoted in Yeridaya that Shinui Mara only passes Midrabbanon if the Shinui Mara was because they poured in a liquid, because they poured in orange juice, or they poured in purple wine. What if they threw in a chlorine pellet? They didn't pour in liquid chlorine, so much chlorine. They threw in a pellet of orange juice. They threw in a pill of orange juice, and a solid was thrown in. So then the Mishnah says that there's no psul of shinimar. Shinimar is only a psul midrabanan if the mara was nishtana because of a liquid, not if it's nishtana because of a solid. That was the discussion. Rabbi Tendler said, if you pour in so much chlorine, let's say you pour in liquid chlorine, said if you're going to pour in so much chlorine that it changes the color of the water, it's going to be green, you're going to burn your eyes. He said, yeah, no one ever pours in so much chlorine. The mikveh looks green because the floor is painted green. That's what he claimed. But it's not because the chlorine, even not only if you use a pellet, Lama boy, if you use a pellet, then the Mishnah says it's good. But even if you pour in liquid chlorine, the color of the water doesn't change to green. If it did, that means that you have way too much chlorine. Okay. There is a pasuk in Chumash, that pasuk that we started with, Ach mayin abor mikveh mayim yihye tohor. So the simple pshat means if an adam tamei touches ochel mamashkim, it's mekabel tum. But if an adam tamei touches the water in the mikveh remains tohor. But the Gemara understands yihye tohor, if a person is tamei and is tovel in the mikveh or mayon, he becomes tohor. Then the Gemara has a third level of interpretation. Yihye tohor goes on hishavos hamikveh, the creation of the mikveh. The mikveh has to be havayasai ayidei tahara. If you have his savas ha-mikveh became ayidei dover ha-makabal tumah, that's no good. So that means like this. Let's say you have a crack in the ground. You have a bore. And it's raining all over the place. And you want to be tovel in the mikveh, but the water is not going into the bore. The water is going all over the place. So the guy takes a broom and he sweeps all the water into the mikveh. So the adam, a person is a dover ha-makabal tumah. And if he, because he's pushing with the broom, so that pushes the water directly into the mikveh. So that's called havayasai deidavah hamakabel tumah. Let's say it's raining, and the rain is not bouncing into the mikveh. So I take a table and I turn the table sideways. So the rain, let's say the rain is coming off from the rooftop, and it bounces on the table, which is standing sideways. And because it bounces on the table, it bounces right into the bor of the mikveh. So since a table is a kli, it's a davah hamakabel tumah. So that's no good. That's havayasai deidavah hamakabel tumah. That's a psul derais. Habayasai de dov hamakabal tumah is a psul derais. Then we have another din that you cannot be tovel bikalim. Tvila bikli, let's say you have a bathtub, a gigantic bathtub, and it stands on legs. If the bathtub was attached to the ground, then it's muhubila karka. So then it's tvila bikarka. Tvila has to be in a mikveh that's attached to the ground. But if you have a gigantic bathtub and it's not mechubel karka, so then that's a din there. I said there's no tefillah b'kel. Then there's a din if you have maim shuvim, it's possible for the mikveh. Maim shuvim, even if the kli which contain the water is not a davar hamakabel tumah, the mishnayos have their kli glolim, kli adoma, kli avonim, are kalim that are not makabel tumah. We assume that plastic kalim, plastic is a material that didn't exist in the days of Tanaim. It's not makabel tumah, manatar, it's not makabel tumah midirabbanim. So let's say you held you have a plastic container, you have clay galalim, clay avonim, clay adoma, and the water was contained in this, and you pour it into a mikveh. So that's not the problem of havayasai deidava hamakabel tumah, but that's a problem of mayim she'uvim. Mayim she'uvim is no good for a mikveh. So that's a question, is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? So there is theorists in the Gemaras, and that's a machlokes, is the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam, of all places, in Bava Kamma. What's it doing in Bava Kamma? The main thesis is in Bava Basra. And in Bava Kamma, they write one line, in the middle of Perek Meruba, Bava Kamma thesis signs, writes, Mufurish, but Bava Basra. If they look in Bava Basra, it's a big thesis. So that's a machlokes, whether that's a din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan, if the whole mikveh is shotuf. There is a din midirabbanan. This is clearly a din midirabbanan. If you have a mikveh that doesn't yet have memso, it's a mikveh chaser. Mikveh. I think it's mikveh, not mikvah. If it would have been mikvah, it would have been loshna keva. So it would have been mikveh chaser. The correct reading is mikveh. So mikveh is loshan zohar. It's a man. So mikveh chaser, if you have a mikveh that doesn't yet have the memso, and then you pour in gimalugim, maim shuvim. So then the din is that passels the whole mikveh, and you have to drain out all the water, and you have to start all over again. So that is clearly only a din with the Rabbanan, and the Mishnais have loads of kulas, because that din is only with the Rabbanan. Gimalugim, maim shuvim, passel a mikveh, that's chaser. So there are a lot of kulas on that. But the machlokes harishonim is, what if you have the whole mikveh is made up of maim shuvim? Is that absurd derais, absurd derabban? So the Ramah is, it's a machlokes and mechaber and the Ramah. So the Ramah is machmer on that we assume that if rubo sho'uv, if you have already 21 so'ah of rainwater fell into the bor, and then I fill up in the remaining 19 so'ah with maim shuvim, that's only a psul de rabbanan. since Rav of the Mikveh already, first Rav of the Mikveh was filled up by itself, without Shuvim, even though you added on Shuvim, that's only a Din Derabbanan, but it will be Psulim Derabbanan. So whenever there's any slight suffix, the Mishnah say that we would be Mekal on that. But if in the basic 21 saw, you're not sure. It could be that that was all Maim Shuvim. So then the Ramah paskins that it's a Psul Derais, and you have to go the Chumrah. Because of all the steerers in the Gemara, so there was a machlokes derei in the Rabbeinu Tam. So it was a great guy in the early 1900s, Rabitzel Panavizha, Rabitzel Krabinowitz. He was the Rosh Hashima Panavizha. He was a super genius. Rab Chaim held Givaldik from him. He was the biggest Bal Mechadish of the generation. They have the story in the storybooks that once Rab Chaim wasn't home and Rabitzel Panavizha came to visit, and then. And then he stayed overnight, and he left. So when Rab Chaim came back home, and he told me Rab Bitzel visited, so he asked the son Rab Dolva Lanu, did you talk to him learning? So he says, yeah. So he says, no, were you nispoil? No, he wasn't so nispoil. So how can you be? He was such a super genius. So he says, everything he said was gewaldig, but there was no hechrich from the Gemara that it was true. He can show him a steer, here it says black, and here it says white. He'll give you a teretz, why there it's white, and why it's black over here. But he can't prove from the Gemara. There's not, Rabbi Elbel liked it when it says it in the words of the Gemara. You shouldn't make up your own chiluk. Rabbi Itzel has a lot of chidushim like that, but they're not mukhrach in the Gemara. So here he has also shtikal Torah against all the Rishonim. He says whether Maim Shuvim is a psul derais, a psul derabbanan, he wants to say it depends whether you're using the mikveh to be mitahir an adam who's tamei, or you're using the mikveh to be matar an isha lebailo. If it's for the purposes of matar isha lebailo, then the whole din of Shuvim is only with the Rabbanan. But if it's for the purpose of Tumma Vitara, to remove the Tumma on the people, on the Kalim, so then there is a din of Havayasai Deidobah HaMakabal Tumma, that everybody agrees that there's a din. That if the water fell into the mikveh, because I turn, because the person was pushing with a broom, so the Odom is a Dobah HaMakabal Tumma. If I turn the table sideways, and the rainwater is bouncing on the side of the table and bouncing directly into the mikveh, so that's a psul deraisa. So he wanted to say that for purposes of using a mikveh to remove tumah, for tumah v'tara purposes, so if you're going to have maim shuvim in a kli, so a kli is usually dover hamakabal tumah. But the Mishnah said beferish that maim shuvim is possible even if the kli is not makabal tumah, even if it's kli glalim, kli avonim, kli adama. So he thought that's the ikad din really is for tumah v'tara purposes, because it starts off as an offshoot of the din of hayasai da havayasai de dov hamakabel tumah, and maim shuvim for nida lebaila, that would only be the rabbanon. But we don't accept his opinion. We accept what the Ramah says. The days of the Rishonim, they didn't have such an opinion. We assume the way it says in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah that rubo shauv is a psul deraisa even when you get to isha lebaila. The Chasam Sefer has a major tshuva on the topic of Havayosai Dedov HaMakabal Tumah. Usually the mikveh is in the basement of the building, so it doesn't rain into the building. So how does the rainwater go from the roof into the mikveh? So you have drain pipes. So the drain pipes are constructed in such a way that it doesn't make Maim She'uvim, because the drain pipes, just the water flows through them. It doesn't contain any water. But still, that's called pshuti klei mateches. Let's say you have a challah board. Let's say you have a flat challah board that you cut the challah on. Or if you have a Dixie cup with Dixie cups ice cream, they still exist, Dixie cups. If you have a tiny little spoon, a tiny little wooden spoon, you throw it in the garbage, a disposable spoon. So that's called, the spoon is called pshuti klei. It's flat. If you have a spoon that has a base kibbul, it has an indentation, it's deeper. If you have a bowl that has a base kibbul, then it's tummy. If you have a challah board, it's pshuti kleyetz, it's flat, so min ator, it's not makabel tumah, mid the rabbanon. Tosfos says in the beginning of Sukkah, if it's wide enough to carry plates on, you could, even if it doesn't have any water around it, the plates may roll off. But if it's a wide pshuti kleyetz, and you could hold things on it, so then we'll say it's makabel tumah mid the rabbanon. But let's say the Dixie cup spoon is not even makabel tumah mid the rabbanon. So that's a din, pshuti kleyetz are not makabel tumah. If it's flat, it has to have a base kibbul. Pshuti klei mateches, if you have something made from metal, even if it's flat and it doesn't have any depth, it doesn't have any indentation to contain anything, to hold anything, So the din is that it is mekabel tumah. So if you have the metal drain boards that lead the water from the roof into the mikveh, I think so. Yeah. So if you have drain pipes that that are leading the water directly into the mikveh, so isn't that havayasai deydavah hamakabel tumah? The water goes from the drain pipes into the mikveh. The Lachsam Sefer says that it's not correct, because there's a Rambam quoting a Tosefta that there is a din. There are different types of pipes. There are pipes that are made for construction purposes to attach them to buildings, and there are pipes that are not intended to be attached to buildings. So if you have a pipe that was manufactured melechatchila adas to be attached to a building, the din to be attached to lekarka, you have pipes under the ground, let's say. They have the water comes from the reservoir to our homes. There are pipes under the ground. So the pipes that were manufactured melechatchila adas to be attached mechuba lekarka, those are not mekabel tumah. So the Chassam Sefer raises an issue, but here the pipes on these pipes are not intended to be mechuba lekarka. These pipes were intended to be attached to a building which is attached to the ground. Maybe that's not called al-das to be mechuba lekarka. So he proves that it's not true. Chassam Sefer says that unlike other Hungarian rabbanim who said that's no good, that pipes that were manufactured al-das to be attached to a mechuba lekarka, it's going to be a mechuba to a mechuba. The pipes are going to be attached to a building which is mechuba lekarka. So Chassam Sefer says that argument is a mistake. The halacha says that it's not mekabel tumah, so therefore it's not an issue of habiyasai gedol hamekabel tumah. Then furthermore, the Chassam Sefer says, he quotes the Ferishi Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Chaf Hei. This din, you learn all the Mishnayos, Mikvahs, you still may not know this din. It depends which Mefarshim you learn on Mishnayos. Some Mefarshim learn that this din doesn't say in the Mishnah, but habiyasai gedol hamekabel tumah. But it's a Ferishi Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Chaf Hei. So the Gemara in Zvachim says that this din habayasai deidav hamakabel tumah only poses a problem. Let's say the person is pushing there are puddles of water all over, and he has a broom and he's pushing all the water directly into the bore of the mikveh. So that's no good benatar. That's habayasai deidav hamakabel tumah. What if the person pushes the water towards the direction of the mikveh? And that causes so much water, so the water rolls in on its own into the mikveh. Well, let's say you have the drain pipes coming down from the roof, and let's say for argument's sake the drain pipes would be mekabel tumah, not like the Chassam Sefer, that since they were manufactured al-das to be attached to a building which is attached to the ground, so the drain pipes are dovah hashein and mekabel tumah. So let's say if one would have held that the drain pipes are mekabel tumah, but the water, the way they used to always construct it, the water doesn't go directly from the drain pipe into the bore, it bounces on the ground, and then it rolls a little bit, then it goes into the mikveh. So that's a beferish gemara, that's not a psul of habiyasa gedov hamekabel tumah, only if it goes directly into the mikveh. But we mentioned when we were last Sunday, I think, when we were discussing tefilas kelim, that there is what seems to be a machloikas between the Vilna Gaon and the Tiferes Yisrael on mishnayis, which kelim hamekabel tumah. So the Tiferes Yisrael says, it says all the mishnayis, kli mateches. Klimateches, klieis, klicheres. So klimateches means all metal kelim. And he's in disagreement with the Vilna Gaon, who in his commentary on kelim, written by the Talmidim, not written by the Gaon. Most of the Svarma of the Gaon were written by the Talmidim. The Bir Agro and Shulchan Aruch was written by the Gro himself. And the Kabbalah was written by the Gro. But all the other things on Mishnah are written by Talmidim. So the Pharisee doesn't like what they quote from the Gaon, that only the six metals that are mentioned in the Chumash, Kalim made from Zob and Kesef and Achoshes and what else it says there? Bedil, Oiferes, those that are mentioned. Barzel, those six. So that was the Shalit. What about aluminum? Aluminum always existed from Sheshes Mebres, but they never knew how to separate it from iron. So in recent years, they know how to separate aluminum. So what's it then if you have an aluminum kli? So according to that Vilna Gaon, the way the Talmidim quoted, aluminum kelim are not mekabel tumah in the Torah, and there never was exerah the rabbanus. It could be they're not mekabel tumah at all.
It seems like it's machlokas Rashi Rambam.
Whether?
Is it Rashi and Rosh Hashanah and the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos that don't remember?
About this issue? Oh, okay, very good. So it's Tama Mahadar now to use dafke aluminum pipes. I think that's the way they're standard now, the last 30, 40 years, I think everybody uses, when they build a mikveh now, so they always use aluminum pipes, not for religious purposes, not. That's, they make them always from aluminum. So that could be that that's less of a shayla. Some sefer claims it was never a shayla, because they're made to be attached to a building, which is mechubel lekarka. So those pipes are bechlal not in the kabbalatum. So you don't have the problem of havayasai davim kabbalatum. But even if you're that it is a problem, so there's more room to be mekal by the aluminum. It could be that it's not mekabbalatum at all. Okay, we have a din that Maim Shuvim is possible for a mikvah. So the question is again, but everybody, the Gemara knew that there's a water cycle. So every drop of water in the world has at some time or another, since the days of Adam Rishon, the last 5,773 years, every drop of water has been contained in a pot. Somebody cooked the water. So all the water in the world is Maim Shuvim. So the answer is, but in this Gilgal, once it goes back to the clouds and it comes back down, if the Gilgal's there, it's not Maim Shuvim, so it starts off as not being a problem. What if you do have Maim Shuvim? Is there any way to make it Ois Maim Shuvim? So the Mishnah has two ways. So one way is to do Hamshachet. If I pour, I have a buckets of water, and I pour the water on the ground, and the ground is Karka Haroy Levloya, not that the ground has metal, a metal floor, not that it has tile. It has earth, or it has even cement, a different thicknesses of cement. Sometimes you have cement that's made in such a way, when they make the mikveh, so they use such cement that should not absorb any water. So it shouldn't be zechila, shouldn't be zechlin, shouldn't be a zechila hanikeres. So if you have normal cement that can absorb a little bit of water, even though it can't absorb as much as earth, so that's called hamshache, I'm pouring the water, agabikarka haroi levloya. So that's as if the water would go back to the clouds and come down again. And it's a new Gilgal, and in this Gilgal, it's not Maim Shuvim. So if you pour the water, Agabi Karka, for a distance of minimum of 3 tefachim long, and then the Imre Yosher, Rameir Arik, was a major Galatiana Paisik after the First World War. If I'm not mistaken, I think he once visited America, and Dr. Lamb said he was Masadi Kedushin when his parents got married. Rameir Arik, okay? He writes in his tshuva when he visited America. He saw the Jews were very generous and they gave a lot of tzedakah, and he has a tshuva based on that lahalacha, that to be mekaker, a child. Gerkot matbilim also adaz bezdin. What if you're going to convert a non-Jewish child? Let's say Jewish parents, a Jewish couple can't have any children, so they want to adopt a non-Jewish child, convert him. So we assume it's only a schus if the child is going to be brought up as an observant Jew. He's going to be brought up as a non-observant Jew. So what schus is there? He's chayv and Shabbos and kashrut. He's not going to observe anything. So he writes up a very strange tshuva in his sefer, Rameir Arik. He says, but the Jews in America give so much tzedakah. So that's such a gebaldig eschus, even if that's all he's going to do, that's called zach nadam shlavifan, to make the child Jewish, that it should be from the big tzedakah givers. It's a questionable tshuva. Anyway, so he has in his tshuva, he has a major tshuva about how to make a mikveh in one easy lesson. So he came up with a chumrah that it should be. The Shulchan Aruch says the hamshacha should be for a length of gimel tefachim. Is there a minimum width that the water has to have? So it came up, one of the Rishonim says to have a width of a tefach. So you should do like that. So let's say, so I can take buckets of water and pour the water on top of the ground and have a hamshacha and make a whole mikvah like that. So why is it such a complicated thing? So the answer is, why is it considered so complicated to get Maim She'enam Shuvim? Get all the water should be Maim Shuvim and just do Hamshocha. It's not so difficult to do Hamshocha. So the answer is, there's a Machloikas HaTaraim in a Mishnah. Guess where the Mishnah is? Tmura. It's not a Mikvos. Mishnah and Tmura, the end of the first parak in Tmura. What's the din of She'uva Shim Shichu Akula? The whole Mikveh consists of Maim She'uvim that had a tikkun of Hamshocha. So it's a Machloikas HaTaraim. Half of the Tanaim hold that Hamshocha is only good if Rav of the Mikveh, 21 saw of the Mikveh, were normal, and the remaining 19 saw, the Miut of the Mikveh, had Hamshocha. But if Shuvishim Shechua Kulo, the Rav of the Mikveh, the Kol HaMikveh, is based on Hamshocha, so that's a Machloikas HaTanaim. How do we pass on Halacha L'maisa? So the Rambam usually doesn't quote Machloikas. The Rambam usually tells you in the introduction, it's only going to give you what the din is. Once in a long while, once every 20 pages, the Rambam quotes a machlokes. This is one of the 20 pages. The Rambam quotes a machlokes, what the din is, whether shuvishim shechu kula is acceptable or not acceptable. So we're machmer on that. So that's why it's a problem, because we are concerned that maybe the pipes that bring the water, true, the pipes that bring the water are not mekabel tumah, because they were the big pipes that bring the water from the aqueduct or from the reservoir to the mikveh building, they were manufactured, those gigantic pipes manufactured to be put in the ground. So they're not mekabel tumah. But it can still be maim shuvim, even if the thing is not mekabel tumah. The Mishnah has even klei gelalim, klei adala, klei avanim, are not mekabel tumah, but it can still be become maim shuvim. So we're always concerned that maybe the water went through a section of the pipe that was constructed in such a way that all the water became maim shuvim. Then there's a water meter. The government measures how much water you're using in order to know how much tax to charge you. So that's the shaila. The water, all the water goes through a water meter, goes in, goes out, goes in, goes out. So that was a big machlokes years ago, whether that's called maim shuvim. The water is contained in a kli just for half a second in order to go out, just in order to measure it. So is that considered maim shuvim? So years ago, there used to be a Rabbi Miller who put out a sefer in English, The Secret of the Jew, and The Secret of Happiness, and he would send out the book for nothing, How to Make a Mikveh in Your Own Bathroom. How to make your own mikveh in your own home. He has a haskama from none other than Harry S. Truman. He sent him a michta brachos. So he has the haskama on the first page. Harry Truman. Some he didn't understand what he was being maskim on. I think he writes he was the Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim. So he was entitled to his opinion. So he claims the water meter. He claims the water meter doesn't make maim shuvim. And he says he can use regular water from the tap. And then he's mekel on what's considered memsor. That's also a question. Those are his two kulas. He's lenient on how much you need. What's the minimum amount of water that constitutes memsor, aboimsor? And he's mekel on the maim shuvim. So we usually assume that we can't use tap water because we're always afraid that the pipes, although they're clearly not mekabel tumah because they're gigantic pipes that are mamish mechubel karka, they were manufactured to be attached to the ground, but they may be constructed in such a way that they'll be maim shuvim. So we always have to get the water from the rooftop and it should go in. So one way to solve the problem of maim shuvim, to undo maim shuvim by doing hamshocha, and we hold that hamshocha doesn't help shuvah shim shuchur kula, doesn't help on the whole mikveh. So that doesn't always work. So another way to undo shuvim is if you do hashoket. The din is that there are four things in a mekabel tumah in the whole wide world, four categories of things. Adam, mekelem, ochlem, mamashkim. So all the mekelim that become tame usually have tar b'mikveh. Kli cheres has no tar b'mikveh. It's an exception to the rule. That's why dov shein lo tar b'mikveh can never become an av hatumah. Let's say there's a dead body in the room, so all the kelim become an av hatumah, except for the kli cheres has no tar b'mikveh. So the tumah goes from avi avayis hatumah to become a rishon l'tumah. Usually, when the tumah is transmitted, it goes down one level. Transmitted again, goes down another level. So when the tumah goes from the mace, Zabi Avais HaTumah, all the people, all the kelim become an Av HaTumah. The klicheris in the room can't become an Av HaTumah, because Oichel Mamashkin can't become an Av HaTumah, because whatever, ain't lo tarim mikveh, ain't an Asa Av HaTumah. That's a pasuk. Of all places, that's the last daf in Erevin. Should have been somewhere normal. It's on the last daf in Erevin. Kol davish ain't lo tarim mikveh, ain't an Asa Av HaTumah. So the one exception to the rule, Rashi always explains, one exception to the rule is water. If water becomes tamei, there is a way to make it tahar. If I have a bottle of water that's tamei, I take the water to a mikveh, I open up the bottle on top, and I submerge the bottle just for a second. So there's a chibur, there's a connection between the water inside the bottle and the water in the mikveh. That's called hashake. The two are connected, so that becomes tahar. So Rashi says, and Rashi always, whenever the Gemara talks about hashake, Hashoka is a way to be mitahir ma'im shenitma'u. So Rashi, many times in Shas, every time, in every mesichta, almost every mesichta, Rashi always going to go through the whole pizman all over again. And you shouldn't think that the pshat is that the hashoka means that water has tar b'mikveh. No, water does not have tar b'mikveh, but it's nidin zriya. There's a pasuk in Navi that says, v'zareya ma'im al p'nei chutzos. So I think there's such a pasuk. I think in the beginning of Bava Kamma it's quoted, I think. Shalech Maim. So what's the pasuk Zareah? I forgot. There is a pasuk somewhere that says something about Zareah Maim. I forgot, you write that, says Shalech Maim. So Rashi always quotes that pasuk, and he says that if you have a puddle of water on the ground, that's called Zarua. And if I have a Tomi Dika apple, an apple that was Mekabel Tumah, I planted in the ground and it takes root, so the tumah disappears. And whenever you have Tomi Dika water, and you make it connected to a mikveh, it becomes tohar. Not me didn't tefillah b'mikveh. Ochel mamashkim have no tefillah b'mikveh, but it has riyah. So if I attach it to a mikveh, the din zriya becomes tahar. So that's a din. If you have mayim tmeim, you can be mitahir them by hashoka, by connecting them with the mikveh. So the Gemara has the same din, but they get to mayim she'uvim. If you have water that was contained in a bucket, and you do hashoka, you connect this water to a mikveh, so the pasha pshat is that the mayim, just like mayim tmeim, lose their tumah when it's connected with a mikveh. So mayim she'uvim lose the psul of she'uvim if and when they're connected in a mikveh. That's the pasha pshat. There's a shach in Siman Reish Aleph, Sivkot and Kuf Yud Beis. It's only a five-line shach, a small one, as compared to other shachs that are much longer. So the shach says, the Beis Yosef quotes the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim was a Talmud of the Rosh, one of the late Bali Atesis. Rabbeinu Yeruchim writes, he's Mesupik. Is that true? Let's say you have one mikveh next to the other. One mikveh, it took me a long time. I collected water on the rooftop, and I have aboim soft water landed in one bor. Then I have another bor next to it. So I fill up the other. The bor is the bor hatvila that the people are going to be toivel in. So every day people are toivel in the mikveh, the water gets filthy. So at the end of the evening, you empty out all the water and you fill it up again for tomorrow night. But all the water that you get from the tap is mayim shuvim. So you just make a hashoka. You have a nekev. You have a pipe that connects between one mikveh and the other. So the 40 so over there remains for a year, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, whatever. That water is not going to get ruined. The toivel in this mikveh, they're not toivel in the other mikveh. So you have a connection between the two, so the mayim shuvim becomes kosher with hashoka. So Rabbi Yeruchim is not sure, what if I opened up the plug for a minute and then I closed the plug? Do you say, just like if the mayim would be tmeim and you would do hashoka, the tumah would disappear? Once the tumah disappears, it doesn't fly back yesh meyayin. Once it's tohar, it's tohar. So should you say, once you do hashoka, mayim shuvim, they're no longer shuvim? So even if you close the plug, it's still good. Or should I say, no, that's mayim tmeim, and you do hashoka, that's midin zriya. But mayim shuvim will always remain mayim shuvim. The only thing is, if I have a mikveh that has a boim so of kosher mayim, and there's a chibah mikvos, it's connected to this mikveh that has a boim so of mayim shuvim, so it's considered as if I'm toivel in that mikveh. This is one big mikveh, and it has 40 so of kosher of water. So even I'm toivel in this side of the mikveh, it's one big mikveh because it's still open. The neck of hashoka is still open. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yeruchim is mesupik. When a person goes to the mikveh, does he have to always check to make sure the neck of hashoka is still open? Or does he say no? Once the one in charge of the mikveh did a hashoka, even if they put the plug back in, and now I'm being toivel in all the water here is mayim shuvim, maybe we should say that... Do you say that once it had hashok, it's no longer mayim shuvim? And he say, no, it still remains mayim shuvim. Cause man, it's still mechubah to the mikveh kosher, the kosher mikveh. You can mitayvol in this side. So that's why many achrayim, the shach says, you should really be machmer on this because the Rebbe Yochum, the top lahachmer lachatchila, the shach says. Some achrayim want to say even b'diyevid, you should be machmer on this. That's a shaila. How far do we go on this chumer? Yeah, exactly. How do you do hashok? So the Mishnayos have, how do you do hashoka? You have one mikveh next to the other, and you have a neck of hashoka. You have an opening connecting between the two. How big the opening has to be? So the Mishnah says, Kishkoferes hanod. They used to have canteens in the days of the Tanaim that were specific size, and the opening in the canteen is not so big. So, however, how wide is that? So the Gemara says, Shtei etzbois chazus l'mkana, means you should be able to move these two fingers around like this, a circular opening. A lot of canteens, the opening is not big enough to put in these two fingers by an average-sized person, not by a giant, not by a midget, not by a baby, by an average-sized person. So the pashtus is, Shvaferes HaNo, it should be, I don't know, how wide could this be already? A circle that has a 2-inch diameter, shine. It's more than enough. So everybody's machmer to have much more than that. Okay. Everybody's machmer to have much more than that. So the Chassam Sofer came up with a new chumer. Chassam Sofer came out that since Rashi always explains on the Gemara and every other Masechta, that Hashoka is not that the Maim Tamei Mikimi Tovel in the Mikveh, it's rather that it's Midin Zriya, it's considered as if you're planting the water. Water has a concept of Zriya, planting the water in the Mikveh, which is attached to the ground. So therefore, when you plant something in the ground, if you're going to put it if I'm going to put the seeds on top of the ground, they're not going to grow. That's not called Zriya. Zriya, you have to put it in the ground. You have to have offer melmaila melmata mikola dalad stodim. You have to have in all six directions. All six directions, above, below, north, east, south, west, you have to have. So some Sufi came up with a chumer that the only way to solve the problem of Maim Shuvim with Hashoke, you can't have a mikveh next to a mikveh. How is that Zriya? If you would put seeds on this side, it's not going to grow. He says you have to have, you turn on the faucet with the tap water, and we're concerned the tap water is Maim Shuvim, and you have a hose, and the end of the hose should end up, let's say this is the mikveh that has the kosher 40 saw, so the hose should end in the middle of the room, and it's surrounded, the water, the Maim Shuvim that comes out from the hose, are surrounded in all directions with Maim Ksheirim. So that's called Zriya. That's called Hashoka. That's in order to distinguish a bor next to a bor with a neck of Hashoka from this form of Hashoka. So they call that Hashoka, and they call the Zriya. This is called the Chumra of the Chasam Sofer, that you need Davka Zriya. Someone asked Rav Moshe about this, so he says, the Chasam Sofer never said it. How can it be? It's against all the Mishnah, it's against all the Toseftas. There is no such thing. He says, either this or that. Either way is acceptable. But Chasam Sofer couldn't have said that this is the only way to do Hashokas like the Israel. It's against all the Mishnahs. Many Mishnahs and Toseftas, a mikveh next to a mikveh. So in Hungary, whatever the Chasam Sofer said was Torah Moshe. In Hungary, they say the Vilna Gaon knew how to learn almost as good as the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer was the highest level that you can imagine. So they took the Chasam Sofer, not like Rav Moshe, that the mikveh has to be dafke with Zriya. So you have a bor next to a bor. You have one bor, you have to collect a boim saw of water in the bor, and then you turn on the faucet, and you have the hose, and the tip, the end of the hose ends in the middle of this mikveh, and the water level is going to keep on rising, and then you have a hole in the wall over here. So the hole in the wall is going to have the water flow, it's going to overflow, it's going to go into the next bor. In the next room, and that's the borg where the women are going to be table. The people are going to be table on the next borg. So that's the chumrah of the Chasam Sofer. So the problem is the following: the Mishnah says that mei peiros is no good for mikvah. So it says, what if you have a mikvah of 40 saw and you pour it in 10 gallons of orange juice, and it didn't change the color? Let's say you pour it in 10 gallons of white wine, and it didn't change the color. Okay. To change the color, so it's shinimara, so psul midirabon. Let's say you put in a lot of mayperis. So it's good. If it didn't change the color, so it's going to have a boim, so it's good. So the Mishnah has, what if nosan saw benotal saw? Nosan saw benotal saw. He poured in one saw of mayperis, and then he opened the faucet, he took out one saw of water. Then he poured in another saw of mayperis, and he took out one saw of water. So the Gemara, so the Mishnah says this is allowed. Nasan saw, but not al saw by May Paris is allowed up until the point ad ruboy. If you already did it 20 times, and it may be that you don't even have the basic 21 saw of water, so then we pass on with Rabban. For sure, it didn't happen because when you poured in the one saw of white wine, let's say. So the white wine got mixed in with the water. So when you let out one saw of water, it's not going to be all 100% water. Part of that is also going to be the wine. So that's the chumrah. If you did it 20 times, nasa sama nasa 20 times, and it may well be that you no longer have a roiv of mayim, so we passel. Okay. So that most of the Rishonim say that Mishnah, nasa sama nasa sa, only applies to May Peiros and doesn't apply to Mayim Shuvim. If you have a mikveh and you pour it in Maim Shuvim, so it became no longer Maim Shuvim. It became Maim Ksheirim. So what does it bother me if you let out some of the water you pour in one Maim Shuvim? Every time you pour in Maim Shuvim into a mikveh, it has Ashok and it's good. So the Rambam and the Ravid both say not so. The Rambam is in the Rambam and the Ravid is in the Sefer Balei HaNefesh. The Ravid writes his own Sefer on Hilchas Nida. He has Hasogas of the Balamor, just like the Rabbi wrote Hasogas on the Balamor, his comments on the ribs. So the Balamor wrote Hasogas on the Rabbi. They learned Becharusa together. So they were often disagreeing with each other. So the Rabbi in the Bala Nefesh says the same surprising Chumra as the Rambam. The Nosan Sov and Otan Sov even applies to Mayim Sheuvim. So that's the Shaila that they raised. If you're going to do like the Chasam Sofer and all of Hungary and Galicia, they were Machma like the Chasam Sofer, to have Zriya, to have the water, the Maim Shuvim, the hose should, the tip of the hose should end in the middle of the mikveh with the Maim Ksheirim, and the water level should rise, and then it should overflow and go through the hole into the next mikveh. So if you do that a few times, You're not going to have 21 saw of the original water there. It's going to be Nasan saw and Atal saw of Maim Shuvim. So if you do it a few times, according to the Rambam and the Raivet, it's going to be possible. And the Shach says, L'chad Chidi should be Machmer for the Rambam and the Raivet. So that was the Shaila. How can they do this? So the Minchas Yitzchak has a fascinating tshuva, where he's breaking his head to try to understand what one of the Achranim wrote. One of the Achranim spoke about this. He says, is it a good mikvah not? So he says, well, the Gemara has a tradition that if a child is a ben hanido, if the mother became pregnant without having the benefit of going to mikvah, so the child will be a chatzuf, will be a fresh kid. So he said, we look around in Hungary and in Galicia, the children seem to be nice children. So apparently the mikvah is good. But then in this sefer he adds on, but in Yeshiva Shal Maila, the Rambam has his own shir, and he doesn't let those children enter his shir. Because according to the Rambam, they're Bnei Hanida. So the Minchas Yitzchak breaks his head to try to understand, to what did he say? Did he say it is good? Did he say it's no good? He says the fact that the children are not chatzufim is an indication that it is good. Then he says the Rambam does let him enter his shir, so it means that it's no good. So he comes up with some kind of an interpretation. Yeah, the Mishnah says that the din of Maim Shuvim only applies if you had water in a container. Let's say you had ice in a container. So then there's no din of Maim Shuvim. Even if the water was put in a container and then you put it in the freezer, it already was Maim Shuvim. Once it turns into ice, there's no longer, the psula of Maim Shuvim doesn't apply. And even though later on it's going to melt, that's not a problem. So that's a big machlekes. Can you construct a mikveh l'chatchila like that? Can you take ice that was once maim shuvim and you freeze the water, and then you take all this ice, put it in the mikveh, and then you take a heating element and you make all the ice melt? Is that acceptable? So l'chatchila we machme for the raven and the balei nefesh, that din, that there's no din of maim shuvim on the ice, that's only been again to the din of gimelugim maim shuvim, but again to the din if the whole mikveh shove. So you can't do it like that. So l'chatchila we machmer on that. But if you really get stuck, so then we would be mekel. Okay, we scratched the surface of Hilchos Mikvos. Good. What's tomorrow? Shia v'hachazara. Okay. Got it wrong?
Tomorrow this year is 1:30 to 2:30.
Oh, still a long
way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's final week or whatever.
I'm sure my son will.